This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
People in more than 22,000 Wisconsin homes may be consuming unsafe levels of lead in their water. In the second half of our series looking at the issue, Bridget Bowden reports testing for lead is difficult, and the toxic metal often goes undetected.
In 2014, nearly 4,000 Wisconsin children were found to have elevated blood lead levels, many of them in Milwaukee. Ramona Jensen is a lead liaison at the Social Development Commission. She helps find and eliminate lead hazards in the city. The motivation for her work is personal. She believes she and her son were both lead poisoned from exposure to lead paint.
Lead causes brain damage. Lead causes cognitive problems, developmental problems. It has been linked with ADHD. It causes impulsive behavior. It causes aggressive behavior. And then a host of health problems that go on into adulthood.
But only about 20% of Wisconsin's young children are even tested for blood lead each year. It's a mandatory test for kids covered by Badger Care, but most kids with private insurance aren't tested. Officials say most lead poisoning comes from old paint or soil, but Jensen says drinking water is a potential source that often goes unnoticed.
You can buy a little kit to put tapeworms in and send it off to a lab and they'll tell you. You can't do that with water. Water, it's not just a one-time, go turn your faucet on, let me take that. No, that's not how it works. It's a complicated procedure that the occupants have to do, and they have to do it in a certain time, in a certain way, at a certain, you know, time apart. And I think it's too complicated for the average person to just say, go do this.
Beginning in 2001, the city of Madison replaced all lead service lines that connected buildings to the municipal water supply. But in other parts of the state, that's not the case. The EPA loosely estimates that in Wisconsin, 176,000 of these pipes are made of lead. But Mark Edwards, an engineering professor who led the study of Flint, Michigan's spike in drinking water lead, thinks that number is probably higher because of lax testing requirements.
Unfortunately, over the years, water companies have learned how to sample in areas of the cities that have lower lead in water, even if they do have lead pipe.
The EPA's regulation for lead in public drinking water is called the Lead and Copper Rule. It's supposed to ensure that Americans are protected from drinking dangerous levels of the highly toxic heavy metal. But in reality, the rule only requires a fraction of Wisconsin homes on known lead service lines to be tested. Public water systems serving more than 100,000 customers have to test 100 households per round of monitoring. Those that serve fewer than 100 customers only have to sample 5. And Edwards says a single test won't always give you accurate results.
We have investigated homes of lead poisoned children where about 20 samples of lead in water have been collected, and 18 of those will look perfectly fine, and then sample 19 and 20 will have a piece of lead in it. Could be hazardous waste levels of lead in that glass of drinking water. And if a child were to consume it, it'd be the same as eating about 10 dime-sized lead paint chips.
For Edwards, acknowledging that aging lead pipes are a public health concern is the first step to solving the problem.
You know, those memories are short. The pipes are very long-lived. They're going to be there 1,000 years unless we do something about it.
For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Bridget Bowden.
If you missed the first part of the series looking at lead contamination, it's available at WPR.org. This story was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism.